Now, there are different firms and funds. Let us understand what this, take a review on this, the various terms which we have used. One is venture capitalists. Venture capitalist is an important factor because he is a capitalist and he infuses the funds. So, venture capitalist is a person who makes the venture capital investment. Then venture capitalists are expected to bring a managerial as well as technical expertise as well as the capital to their investment. The venture capital funds refers to a pooled investment, as I explained earlier also, that is pooled investment vehicle that primarily invest in the financial capital of the third standard capital market of third party investors in the enterprises, and that are too risky for the standard capital market or bank loans. That means, again, I'm repeating the same statute. There are many investors invest in one company, which is called as a pool. And that pooled funds, those pooled funds will be utilized by the venture capital to invest further in small companies of the like a startup companies. These funds are typically managed by the venture capital firm, which often employs the individual with a technology background. Maybe they are scientists, researchers, or business training and the deep industry experience which they are having. These kind of people also they are recruiting, so as to study for the investment where maybe technical study or rough study or market study, whatever it may be, the study is required to undertake so as to determine and come to the conclusion that whether it will be advisable to invest the kind of industries like this, or startup, or hold, pool, or it may exit many times, or whether additional funds can be provided to the company as company has reached to the stage of IPO. Core skill within the venture capital is ability to identify the novel technology and have the potential to generate the high commercial returns at early stage. That is why this talent pool is also required to be recruited by the venture capital industry. Venture capital investments are done in the pool format. In one pool format means you have to pool, attract. Several investors combine their investments into one large fund that invest in many different startup companies. That is what I was trying to explain you. By investing in the pool format, the investors are spreading out their risk to many different investments versus taking the chance of putting all the money in one startup firms. No doubt, those who are investing in the venture capital, they also have in their mind certain things. What are those things? Rather than giving the funds for further investment in different startup companies via media of venture capital, the investor who invests in the pool may think, why I should depend upon the venture capital? Can I not invest in one particular startup? Perhaps. On one side, your observation is okay. On other side, it may not be correct because you do not know. Because you do not have that background to understood which, whether this company is good or bad for the purpose of investment. You have money, but you do not have the expertise to identify in which industry you can develop. Whereas in venture capital, what happens? There are many partners, angel investors, and there are technical people, there are researchers, scientists who can work on the industry and they will give advice to the venture capital. Boss, you go in this direction. This industry is good for next 1 year or next 2 years to invest. This industry is bad. You pull the funds from here and invest there. That means your risk as an investor in venture capital is getting spread if you invest into venture capital. But you independently invest in one company, then you are taking direct hit or direct risk. Company may perform well if you are lucky. If you are not lucky, company may turn out to be into a loss-making company and you will have to pay price for that. Now, whatever is explained, in nutshell, it is shown in this diagram. The structure of generic venture capital is like this. On one side, there is a venture capital firm and limited partners investors. They put together, they come together, general partners, they comes together, as well as the public pension funds, corporate pension funds, insurance companies, high net worth individual, that is HNI, family offices, or maybe endowment or certain foundations, funds of funds, sovereign wealth funds, etc. They invest in the venture capital fund, and also the venture capital firm also come into the venture capital fund, and they together invest in this firm, which is a forming the limited partnership. Means they are also holding the equity. They are also holding the equity for which they are investment. They have made the investment in the venture capital firm. As and due to this, it is called as limited partnership firm, because these are the people. One is a general partner. Second one is a investor. Maybe different type of investors. They put their funds. So, limited partners, they are also holding the share, and venture capital firms, which is managed by the general partners, they also invest the funds in the company which is called as, or entity which is named as venture capital funds. And their ultimate goal of this venture capital limited partnership is investment, and only investment. That is why the fund's ownership of this portfolio investment is ownership, though they have retained it with the, it's a company which is coming into, that is ownership of the funds is lying with the venture capital fund. Though the partners, general partners or the investor have invested in this venture capital funds, the after the investment, the ownership of the funds, that will always remain with the venture capital funds. Structure of the venture capital funds, that what you have seen just now, can be explained in this way. Structure of the venture capital firms. One, venture capital firms are typically structured as a partnership. That is what I was trying to explain in that figure, which we have seen just now. The general partners serve as the managers of the firms. On one side, general partners, they serve as managers of the firm, and they will serve the investment advisors to the venture capital funds which are raised by them. Which are raised means, again, investor have put it into that. So, investor in the venture capital funds are known as limited partners. This constituency comprises both high net worth individual and institutions with the large amount of available capital, such as state and private pension funds, university or financial endowment funds, as well as foundations, insurance companies, pooled investment vehicles, and which are called as funds of the funds. Types of venture capital firms. What are the different types of funds which are called as a venture capital funds are in the market? What are the different types? One, venture capitalists firms differ in their approaches. There are multiple factors and each firm is different. Some of the factors that influences the venture capital decisions, those decisions includes one, business situation. That means some venture capital tends to invest in new ideas, investment into new ideas or fledging companies. Other prefers to investing in established companies that need a support to go to the public and grow. So one is for startup, second one is that is new idea, and one is already established, let us invest with it. This kind of decisions also they can make depending upon the business situation. Some invests solely in certain typical industries. If I am a banker, I will feel that I know banking industry, so I may invest only in the banking industry and not in any manufacturing industry. I may tend to invest somewhere in the, maybe the banking related means insurance companies or insurance sector, banking sector as well as insurance sector. So likewise, it depends on how exactly your mindset is. So some prefer operating locally while others will operate nationwide or even globally. I may be very sarcastic while saying so. If I am staying in Delhi, I will invest in the companies who are performing their operations from Delhi only. But there are people who say nationwide. Anywhere, let it be Chennai, Mumbai or Hyderabad, wherever there may be the industries, I have a comfort in investing in those companies. That type of mindset is also there. That type of investment strategy, some people, some investor also have. Venture capital expectations often vary. Some may want a quicker public sale of their company or expect the fast growth. Quick decision is a very important because investor cannot wait till the venture capital takes the decision. But they want a quick decision, either you continue perform or we will exit. This is what the decision they, many times they can take. The amount of help a venture capital provides can vary from one firm to the another firm or the next firm. Now, there are entities who can be associated with the venture capital. Now, the roles in venture capital firms of few people are explained here. Venture partners, whenever we are using the word venture partners, that indicates that the venture partners are expected to source the potential investment opportunities and typically and compensated only for those deals which they are involved. So sourcing is the requirement. So sourcing is a role that have to be played by the venture partners. Then comes the principal. This position is a mid-level position for the investment professional position and often considered as a partner track position. Principals which have been promoted from a senior associate position or who have commensurate experience in another field, such as investment banking or management consulting or market of the particular interest to the strategy of the venture capital funds. So the role of principal is to promote whatever is decided whatever is decided by the promoters, it has to be maintained by them. Then associate. Associate is nothing but it is a typically most junior person in the venture capital, and he will be maybe in apprenticeship position within a venture capital firm. After few successful years, an associate may move up to the senior associate and the position and the potentially principal and beyond, depending upon the performance or requirement of the venture capital. Associates will often have worked for at least 1 to 2 years in another field, such as investment banking or the management consultancy. Another associate is entrepreneur in residence. That means the entrepreneurs in residence are the experts in the particular domain. If you ask me, I am a banking domain. If you ask somebody XYZ, he may be insurance domain. And like that, there are people who are expert in their field. Due diligence on the potential deals is to be obtained by these people and are exchanged and are engaged by venture capital firms temporarily, maybe for 6 months to 18 months, so as to obtain the due diligence from where they propose to make the investments. And this is bound to work with each other. Some EIR, that is entrepreneur in residence, move on executive position within a portfolio company also, depending upon their performance and the guidance which they have provided to the company. Most venture capital funds have fixed life of 10 years maximum, with the possibility of a few years of the extension, maybe 1 or 2 years, to follow for the private companies still seeking the liquidity. The investing cycle for most of the funds is generally 3 to 5 years. Life of venture, 10 years. Then investment strategy, investor that adopts, maximum I can invest up to 3 years or 5 years, not for longer 10 years duration. The investors have fixed commitment to the funds that is initially unfunded and makes its investment and subsequently it is called down. That means by the venture capital fund over a time, as the fund investor that fails, fund investor that makes its investment, there are substantial penalties for the limited partners or the investors that fails to participate in the capital call. In short, company to start company, they can fund. They also commit that my investment will remain with you for 3 to 5 years. But this commitment is withdrawn, then it will be very dangerous for the company who has startup, because there will be shortage of funds. They cannot go according to the plan. So there are heavy penalties that can be levied to the investor. Maybe he will have a loss-making proposition also. So that is the reason why before accepting the investment, the venture capitals, they have sincerely and very importantly to obtain the proper due diligence record. That is very much required. From the investor's point of view, the funds can be one, a traditional funds where all the investor invest in the equal terms. For all investor, there is an equal term. Whereas, asymmetric, where the different investors have a different terms. Typically, the asymmetric is seen in cases where there is an investor that has other interests, such as tax income in case of the public interest. For example, I have funds. I am investing in the different companies. And I am investing, suppose for example, one charity trust or a school who is built on the basis of charity and it is run. On one way, if I am giving a donation or funds to that school will use for its prosperity. But what is my purpose? On one side, I will getting the name as a good donor, but at the same moment, that school, I will ensure that that is Section 25 company under Trust Act, it is registered, and under Section 80D, I will be getting benefit of income tax. So, whatever is invested, I am getting two benefits. One, I am getting name, fame when I am donating, and other side, I will have another intention to take a benefit of income tax for the funds which I have invested. My taxable income will reduce to that extent. So, those who wanted to reduce their taxable income, they are funding this way. Now, the structure on venture capital of funds which as far as the compensation and income to the venture funds is concerned. Venture capitalists are compensated through a combination of management fees and carried interest that is often referred as 2 and 20 arrangement. 2 and 20 means 2 benefits or maximum to the extent of 20%. Let us understand that payment. Abhi, those who are managing the funds, that is venture capital funds, for them at least some benefit they should get. Pooling the capital, putting into one basket, taking away from this basket, investing somewhere, reaping the profit and giving it to the investor. What I will get? Here, it is mentioned that how the management fee can be charged by the venture capital. An annual payment made by the investor in the funds, to the funds manager, to pay for the private equity firms, investment options. In typical venture capital funds, the general partners receive an annual management fee equal to up to 2% of the commitment capital. This is how exactly they are getting benefited. 2% of commitment capital. Whereas, carried interest, they say, the share of the profit of the fund, typically 20%, paid to the private equity funds, management company as a performance incentive. The remaining 80% of the profit are paid to the funds investors, strong limited partner interest in top tier venture capital venture firms has led to the general trend towards the terms more favorable to the venture partnership, and the certain groups are able to command carried over about 25 to 30%, that is beyond 20% of this carried interest fee. That is called, it is 2 to 20 model, which is called as carried interest. At any point of time, the fund may run out of the capital prior to the end of its life by way of pulling by somebody or investor. Considering this, larger venture capital firms usually have several overlapping funds also, means many investors of different kinds. At the same time, the larger firms, they keep the specialist at all the stages to advise them properly. That is what they are engaging the consultants. Smaller firms, they do not have the capacity to engage these people. So many times they fail with their initial industry contact. By the time the funds cashes out, an entirely new generation of the technologies and the people ascending whom the general partners may not know well. So they may shy away and there will be a loss-making venture. Therefore, it is prudent to reassess and the shift the industries or personnel rather than attempt to simply invest more in the industry or the people. So decision making plays very vital role in case of funding to the venture capital funds. Alternative to the venture capital funds, what if this is the risk I am carrying as an investor in the venture capital, what could be the possible alternatives for me for the investment in the venture other than in venture capitals? Here, alternative to venture capital funds, this idea came into the mind because of the strict requirement. Many entrepreneurs seek the seed funding from the angel investors, who may be more willing to invest in the highly speculative opportunities or may have a prior relationship with the companies or entrepreneur where they are trying to invest. Many venture capital firms will only seriously evaluate the investment in the startup. Otherwise, unknown to them, but the lucrative business, that is why they thought that at least some of the claims about the technology and the market potentials or the product or services, the investor must know before investing into the startup. To achieve this, or even just to avoid the dilutive efforts of the receiving the funding, before such claims are proven, many startups seek to self-financing, that is the promoter's own equity, that is sweat equity, it is called, and until they reach to the point where they can credibly approach outside the capital providers such as venture capitalists or angel investors. That means my own funds I will put it into the industry, I bring the industry up to the level of crossing the break-even and making profit, and then for the purpose of expansion I may approach to the angel investors who can provide me the funding. This practice is called as bootstrapping. This practice is called as bootstrapping. There has been some debate since this dot-com boom, which we have discussed earlier, that the funding gap has developed between the friends and families and the investment. Naturally, it happens. Friends, family, how long they can support you? So, there may be a gap. Therefore, this gap is often filled by the sweat equity, that is director's equity or seed funding via angel investor, as well as equity investment companies who are specialized in the investment in the startup companies. That assistance or that investment you can very well accept, and that is another alternate. Those who are thinking why I should invest in the venture capital. Another alternative is crowdfunding, which is a specific topic, but as a reference it has come. Alternate to the venture capital is crowdfunding. Now the crowdfunding is emerging as an alternative to the traditional venture capital. How? The crowdfunding is an approach of raising the funds capital which is required for the new project or entrepreneurs by appealing to the large number of ordinary people for a small donation. So small becomes big. Some crowdfunding models are also being applied for the startup funding, such as those listed in comparison to the crowdfunding services. The traditional venture capitals are shifting their focus to at the latter stage in the investments, and return on investment on many venture capital funds has been low or negative. That is why they are thinking about the alternative to invest in the venture capital. In Europe and in India, media for equity is a partial alternative to the venture capital funding. Media for equity investor can supply the startup with often significant advertising campaign that may perhaps helps you to give the better return for your investment. In addition to the traditional venture capital and the angel network, groups have emerged which allow the group of the small investors or entrepreneurs themselves to compete in a privatized business plan composition where the group itself has served as an investor. That means investor you can receive and you yourself can participate in the investment. Through the democratic process, law firms are also increasingly acting as an intermediary between the clients who are seeking the venture capital and the firms which are providing it. Other forms include the venture resources where they seek to provide non-monetary support, that is legal support or consultancy support or something like that, to launch or at the time of launching the new venture. These things must be in place as alternatives to the venture capital funds. Now, this is overall what we have seen, but what is actually the entire world happens in different geographies. What happens? Geographical differences in venture capital consist of venture capital as an industry, which is originated in the United States. And the American firms have traditionally been the largest participants in the venture deals. Non-US venture investment is simultaneously growing, and the number and size of the non-US venture capitalists have been expanding. Venture capital has been used as a tool for the economic development in variety of the developing regions, as well as in many of these regions with less developed financial sectors, venture capital plays a role in facilitating access to the finance for small and medium enterprises, which is called as SME segment, and this SME segment is now very important as far as Indian scenario is concerned, which in most cases would not qualify for receiving the bank loan. But nowadays, SME is a different segment altogether categorized, where the government has started giving, or bankers have started giving them the loan. European venture-backed firms have an equal chances of listing on the stock exchanges and slightly lower chance for trade sale, that is acquisition by the company. In the Indian context, if you look, the venture capital consists of investing in the equity, quasi-equity or conditional loans in order to promote the unlisted or high-risk or high-tech firms driven by the technically and professionally well-qualified people. It is also defined as the providing seed or startup at the first stage of financing. It is also seen that the financing companies that have demonstrated an extraordinary business potential also. Venture capital, therefore, refers to the capital investment, equity, and the debt investment, both of which carry indubitable risk. The risk anticipated is very high in venture capital. The venture capital industry follows the concept of high risk, high return. Innovative entrepreneurship, knowledge-based ideas and the human capital intensive enterprises have taken that front seat as venture capitalists invest in risky finance to encourage the innovation. Confidential information. This is very important when we are taking the review, because in foregoing chapters, this will have the attracting, this will attracting your attention more, because information for any industry, particularly venture and new startup, is a very, very important subject. Unlike public companies, the information regarding an entrepreneur or business is typically a confidential, because what I am proposing to do, it should not be leaked out and other person should not know what I am doing it, because if though, then it will be perhaps it may be a stumbling block for me for further proceed in my venture. As a part of the due diligence process, most venture capitalists will require significant details about the in respect of the company's business plan. Entrepreneurs must remain vigilant about the sharing the information with the venture capitalists that investor in their competitors. Most venture capitalists treat the information as a confidential, but as a matter of business practice, they do not typically enter into non-disclosure agreement. Because of the potential liability issue those agreements entails, entrepreneurs are typically well advised to protect truly the proprietary intellectual properties, and the limited partnership of the venture capital typically have an access only to the limited amount of information with respect to the individual portfolio companies in which they are invested, and are typically bound to confidentially provision in the fund for the limited partnership agreement. That is why the confidential information is most important. In addition to whatever we have discussed, the last but least, the topic or point which I am going to discuss is government regulations. This is unregulated entity for number of years and almost all the countries, but slowly, slowly regulatory entity regulations have come up, and regulation by the regulatory authority have started imposing certain regulations. There are several guidelines regulating the deals in venture capitals. They are not allowed to advertise. What is important is they are not allowed to advertise or solicit the business in any form as per the US Securities and Exchange Commission and guidelines, as well as SEBI guidelines in India. SEBI has recently permitted the dealing in venture capital registered with them, domestic as well as foreign. This is something has new development has come up. So we have taken the almost all the overview of all related regulations, and our future discussion in the topic wise will cover little bit deep. We will go little bit deep into the subject matter so as to understand better the regarding the venture capital. With this, thank you very much.